everybody. Well, today is our Saturday PBS program. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the date today, in case you're on an archive, want to know what day this is, or you don't know what day it is now, but today is, at least for me anyway, it's July 23rd, 2016. Remember, these days are kind of strange when you get into the 20s, 19s, and 20s, and we'll talk about a strange cloud. I just want to Google this. It says rainstorm system over Phoenix, Arizona, July 19, 2016. Maybe it's in YouTube or something. This is one of the alien abduction clouds where they start sucking people up. I've seen one of these, so physically. So anyway, if you want to pull that up, we can look at it. And it's like the cloud is a big vacuum, and this is the lines going up. And this is the cloud that sucks everybody up. Big vortex cloud, we'll call it. So anyway, let's get more on a positive note here. And if you're from Arizona, let us know what that cloud looks like. And if you are the same person that you were, you know, a few days ago. So if you want to let us know, that would be good. Hopefully we'll have somebody there from Arizona. I don't know, unless they're all gone. And they're in the Beyondo on the in the food court. But here we go. Let's clear the date. Here we go. So this is the 23rd of July, 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. And we're going to release from you maybe an emotion like seeing this cloud here. Or if you have your special emotion that you're dealing with right now, or it could be a pain, we're going to release that. So here we go. You want to focus on it, think about it. So we'll take that thought and neutralize it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to energize the light panes on your monitor screen. Here we go. So bring them up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we are going to release aliens that are trapped here, stuck here, enslaved here. So they have a way to get out. So I'll count to 100 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So we'll just see if anybody, if you want to comment on this cloud, you can send us a little ditty there. And Matt, hopefully you maybe all have it to see what it looks like. One of the alien, we'll just call it a ship cloud, abducting people and things. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on July 23rd, 2016 with Ron Amatron. And tonight we're going to go to the Creation Lightship for healing out of time, out of linear time, with Ron as our escort to various rooms. So I'd like to invite you now to send in your requests for healing room areas. And you can send them to Ron's radio address at clsquestions@yahoo.com or through the fast chat feedback form that's available on the BBS Radio Station 2 Creation Lightship page. And you'll see where it says fast chat form, BBS Radio. You can click on that. And Then some photos of light beings will show up, and there will be a link to the fast chat feedback form, which you can also use during the program if you're on a computer or a tablet. Oftentimes, Ron asks for your reactions or your comments. And just now, Ron asked for anyone who's listening, who's a listener of Ron's programs, who might be living in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area, to let us know if they knew about that cloud that hit the area on the 19th of July. It was in the news, and it made the national weather news. And so if you Google, do a search on that national weather news, you can just ask for the gigantic cloud in Scottsdale, Phoenix, and the photo should come up. As Ron warned you, it is very ominous looking, and it's probably the biggest cloud I've ever seen. Oh, it makes the town look puny. So we're open to hearing anyone's comments and if anyone's seen anything similar ever like that. But this definitely made the national news, so that's why it was brought to Ron's attention. And it was a doozy, Ron, as Ron says. So, Ron, you had made discussion of sometime during the last week you had talked about offering maybe another conference call, a private conference call, about vortexes. Would you like to elaborate and maybe give a tentative date or something about the next conference call you are planning? Ron, are you muted?
I was muted, yeah. We're going to have one August 6th, which is Saturday, a couple of weeks away. And it'll be at 11 in the morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Probably be 3 hours in length, maybe 2.5 to 3. It'll be $30. And this will be for the vortexes that are connecting to us and maybe also body organs. And that will be quite interesting. So we'll do that call and just see what's happening and how that's going to affect everybody. It should feel pretty good. Oh, then we're going to do another call at some point about cultural courtings. It might be maybe later on in the month, I think. But we'll try this one here since we're doing vortexes, and this picture is a pretty good indication of that, how you can become stuck in a vortex or abducted into a vortex. So there we go. So mark the calendar, Saturday the 11th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And just give a donation maybe during that week before that, particularly like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then I'll send you over the information to log in, the phone number and PIN number. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, hi. It's okay. Ron, you and Ann had discussed vortexes on the July 8th radio program, and you have a couple healings already that do clear vortexes. However, Ron is offering this conference call as an adjunct to those other online healings. It's more of a in-depth personal body clearing. And that's the difference. It's not necessarily like the planet, the one that's on the planet, stars, moons healing, or the one that's in the space clearing. So Ron's just been discovering vortexes on our body as he's worked with some of the longtime listeners who've done a lot of healings, and he reads our energy and he sees some other things going on, which is why Ron's offering these very effective and healing conference calls now. So this is the next one and the first time he'll be offering it. So I'll repeat the date. It's August 6th, Saturday, August 6th, approximately 11 a.m. Pacific time. And it will be to clear vortex energy on our physical body, specifically body organs or anything else Ron might see on us during the time. And for those who plan ahead, August 6th is right around the corner, and you can purchase the conference call at any time using his PayPal donate button on the regular website, creationlightship.com. Over on the right side, there's a link, there's a PayPal insignia logo, and you can click on that. And then you can donate. The cost is $30. And then when you get the email, confirming email, you forward that to Ron, and in the subject line, put for August 6th conference call. And then Ron will, towards the time of the call, email you the phone number and the access code number to get on the call and any other instructions he may have. So the conference calls are always well worth it, because not only does he see things in us that we would not know about and clear them, he also offers plenty of light-activated, rejuvenating water. So we benefit in many ways. And, of course, there's plenty of testimony on these radio programs and in writing where people send him to report back on how it made a difference, what they felt, and how they didn't know how connected they were to these dark side energies. Okay, Ron, so back over to you for anything else you'd like to add to that.
If you can get on the calls that we do, the special ones, do it, because they're very beneficial for you. You find out that things are happening to you that you don't know about, which, you know, kind of makes you think, what's wrong with me? Why didn't I figure this out before? But it shouldn't really put you in fear mode. It's just getting stuff taken off of you. So you don't know how much is on you until you get it released, and you go, wow, this feels great. And that's the whole way to look at the clearings. So remember, if you were all light, you'd have a light body, and you wouldn't have any density. And so, you know, since you're not all light and you're not see-through, it means that you have stuff. And that's sort of the way you need to look at it. And the more stuff you get off of you, the better off you are, and maybe the longer you may live. So let's, if we can do a clearing here, let's do a clearing for just a general clearing for, it's been kind of warm out. So let's do one in case somebody's got sunburned or something. I don't know. So a skin condition, and typically it would be a sunburn. I don't think you're going to have frostbite this time of year, but here we go. If you're on an archive, you could have a frostbite, and this may work wonderful for you. But here we go. Specify what you may have. And maybe just being out in the sun, you know, you just feel a little baked too much. So maybe you're going to get some special skin a moisturizer, lubrication type of stuff. So here we go. Specify what part of your body. Might be your head or your arms. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And because it is getting pretty warm out there, you should be running the different clearings that are free to help the earth out, to get rid of this out of balance. I know there's fires happening, so you may want to do that earth imbalance clearing. That's free, you know, in the drop-down box on the left-hand side. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, Ron's talking about the free clearings he has. Please do use them. Ron's been promoting the free clearings this whole last 6 weeks or so because of all the energies going on. So this time he's talking about the environmental imbalance timeline crash and possibly also the Earth Protect timeline crash. Those are two free clearings on the left side that Ron's mentioned frequently. And also, just Ron, just to do a little review, you mentioned during the week with previous shows, all this past month, really, you're talking about the space holder clearing. Can you possibly give us an update on the status of that clearing?
I'll know more tomorrow.
Okay. So in the meantime, can we use that the system you have in place right now, which is the Alien Keyword Intercept Clearing?
Yeah, just use that one and enter that in there.
Enter a space holder after our name and a painful body area.
Yeah, that is correct. Remember,
okay.
What you don't want to do, okay, is you don't want to have space holders everywhere in your body. So if you've done that, it's not going to work. This is only for a situation, a condition that you're dealing with where your spirit's not going to be. So remember, we work on areas, certain locations that, you know, that's why when you get the unlimited versions of the different clearings, you normally put down what the situation is. Okay? So, like my neighbor called me and she spilled spaghetti sauce all over her brand new clothes, or her brand new blouse, and she was very upset, and she called me. So what do you want to clear? Well, you probably got emotional because maybe that triggered you, or her emotions triggered you, or maybe entities hopped into you from her, many of these things. So you want to do unlimited clearings to get rid of that spaghetti sauce incident. You don't put in there that I want to clear all the spaghetti sauce on me for my whole life. That's not the way it works. So that's why you have that box on the unlimited clearing, and you can only use that unlimited clearing after you've done your whole lifetime clearing. So you get that afterwards for $50, and that enables you to go back in there and to keep current with situations that may come your way. So that's the way it works. You just want to only enter in the space holder clearing what your condition is, where the pain is in your body, or something like that. It could be even, an emotional pain that you're dealing with. But, your emotions will kick your spirit out of your body also. So, whatever you're dealing with, that's what you want to enter in. You don't put your whole body in there. It's not going to work whatsoever for you. It's only locations that are in need of having spirit energy. So back to you.
Yes. Yeah, so someone wrote in and asked if they wrote that they. She says she ran all of. Wait a minute. That's a different topic. She did two separate windows for the space holders, and she did one for feet and legs, and another for hands and arms. So did she? Was that effective for her to do it that way, Ron? Two windows at the same time?
The two windows would work.
Yes?
But it probably isn't specific enough. It may work, but you want to, work on an area. Whereabouts in your arm? Where do you need to look at it? Look at it another way. You go to a doctor and you say, my arm hurts. And he goes, well, where does it hurt? Well, my arm hurts. Okay, well, you need to get zeroed in on your arm, okay? Upper arm, lower arm, okay? And so, like if you said left shoulder, that's pretty specific, okay? You may even zero it down to more than that, but you want to do it, with a situation. Now, if you are in great pain on your whole arm, then that's a different story. So, just to say something like that, you might as well just put down, my body hurts. Please put space holders in it. But if that's not going to work either, because you need to be specific on where the pain is. So that's what you want to do. Back to you.
Okay, so, Ron, the next item we talked about this past month was to run all the whole life unlimited clearings that we've purchased with the words, remove shackles after our name. Would you please review that, how to use it, and specify if it's just unlimited whole life clearings that you had in mind?
Yeah, so if you haven't done your whole lifetime clearings, then this will not pertain to you whatsoever, because you have no way to get into the healing aspect of that until you do your whole lifetime one. So if you have done one or two or more whole lifetime clearings, you can listen. So you need to have now, you have to purchase the unlimited version. That unlimited version keeps you current. And then from there, you could enter into that shackles and then run the unlimited version for your whole lifetime. And that's the only time that you would enter that in there is to run it for your whole lifetime. So you want to get rid of shackles off of that energetic body for your whole lifetime with the unlimited version. So like I said, if you have not done your whole lifetime clearing, which takes, you know, typically, 15 minutes to a half an hour to do, then the unlimited clearing is not for you until you do that. You have to have that clearing done first. Well, some people thought, well, why should I pay for the whole lifetime clearing, $5 times my age, when I can just strictly get the unlimited clearing for $50? Well, it doesn't work that way. So you need to do your whole lifetime one. So you need to, get that and then get the unlimited in order to do the that clearing. Most people probably already have the unlimited version because they know that they need it. And so you just have, you have another way to use that clearing throughout your whole lifetime. Remember, once you do your whole lifetime clearing of any of these energetic bodies, that's a one-time clearing. So after you do that, you might as well just take the login information and just delete it. It's already done. One time through is enough to work. Some people may want to do it another time or two, but normally, one time through is all that's needed, because it's working in the now for every moment of your life. That's why we don't have you repeat, the mind to heart drop, 3, 4, or 5 times over and over again, because it's not needed. So the whole lifetime clearings is just strictly a one-time clearing. You do that and you're done with it. You don't need to save the codes, because what you want to do next is to purchase the unlimited if you wish to go into that healing again. That might save a lot of you a lot of troubles on your computer, because you have the unlimited version or the standard version there still. You don't need it. It's not going to work for you. One time is all that you need it for. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you said if you have just the standard, regular whole life clearing, delete those codes because you don't need them. The unlimited codes are the only ones that count from here on out, because you're clearing. You've already cleared your whole life, and now you're moving into the future. So we could purchase the unlimited for just an additional $50 for that particular whole life clearing that you may already own. And then
that information has always been that way ever since I started doing the whole lifetime clearings. One time and you're done. That's the way it works.
Yes, it's nothing new. It's just, I think, Ron, we're needing to clarify, just adding this one new layer to the whole life clearings, which is to increase their usage by removing shackles. And then also, if we do have the unlimited, we can put the word shackles, you said, in the incident box after we've cleared a specific new issue. So then the light beings would understand that that's to remove the shackles of that issue, correct?
That is correct, yes. And possibly you might even want to use it after you do the shackles. So after you do the shackles, and not with 2 windows or 3 windows up, after you do the complete shackle clearing, with your limited whole lifetime clearing, then you may want to even put in the vortexes. That's a possibility, too, for that energetic body. So remember, when we clean out and we do a shackle clearing, or, say, the vortex clearing, I'm working with, typically, your physical body, okay? And these things are invisible, and they're attached to you. It may go into a few of your energetic bodies, but mainly I'm working with your physical. Okay? The whole lifetime clearings are for your invisible energetic bodies. that connect to your physical. So we have two different things happening. Okay? So I'll repeat that. So the invisible energetic bodies are invisible, and they make up your physical body. And when we do the calls, we typically are working with your physical body because you're working with different locations on it. Now, the best thing to kind of look at is where is my problem? Okay, some people, they start wondering what's going on with them. Is this my fault? And why is this happening to me? And, you know, everybody kind of has, you know, that type of information coming their way, and then they feel disempowered, et cetera, they feel hopeless, et cetera. Well, you have two ways to look at it. You have internal and external. Right away, you go, wow, you mean I'm being attacked internally and I'm being attacked externally both? Have two things happen to me, maybe one time? Yes, you do. So your internal stuff is your DNA. That's your gift from your ancestors. And along with that could be implants from aliens as they brought it to maybe you or them, and that implant is passed along in your genetics to you. So that's all internal. The external is what's happening to you externally. What does that mean? Well, you watch TV. That's external stimulant. That can bring in things to you. You hear the news. You hear music. You see situations physically. You have the aliens attacking you from the planets and the stars. You all know about that. That's why you feel funny, when there's a new moon or full moon. You have, your alien attack stuff going on. You all are aware of that. You get poked. You're sitting and you feel fine, and all of a sudden you go, man, I got this sharp pain, on my big toe. What's going on there? Well, you're somewhere else being abducted probably. You're already abducted, and they're putting a needle in your toe. Maybe they're getting some type of bone marrow out of you or something, who knows? And that's why you have the pain. It comes back here. Well, that's all external stuff that's happening to you. So the clearings that we have work with internal, if you get the internal clearings, and you have to look at them to see what they are, and then we have external. So you're dealing with two different issues, and they're both different. And that's why we have so many clearings. So that's kind of the easiest way to look at it. So if you say, that never happened to me ever before, I never had that issue. Well, that could be true. But then you go, why is this happening to me? Well, okay, it's from the beyond though it's happening to you. Then you go, oh, rats, So anyway, that's what we have. Two different types of issues going on in your life. Internal. That's your natal chart and everything else that the aliens gave you. And then you have external is what you're viewing, seeing, and being transmitted to you. So one thing of external would be when you start seeing 1111 or those numbers all the time. That's external coming into you. So back to you.
And just to summarize, you started out by saying we could add the word vortex to the unlimited whole life clearing. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you can put in vortexes, there are vortex, so, and see if that helps you with your energetic bodies, just like you're doing shackles.
Yeah. Wow.
It'd be worth it, But we'll see if anybody's had success, if they can send us a little note or something on that. I'm sure that it would help. Remember, everything is, conceivable by the aliens. So, and they got to come in here some way or attach to you some way. And you might even be able to put in, energetic cording to each one of your energetic bodies that you have purchased on the Unlimited. Okay? So, that unlimited clearing now is really going to be used not just for one issue that come upon you, every day or so or once a month. Now you can put it in there with different types of things. That's what I would suggest doing. But we'll just see what you come up with here with the different people who want to comment on that. But I don't think we're going to probably have more than maybe 10 different issues there. to deal with typically. And just don't get too mental with this stuff. You know, we know about vortexes, we know about energetic cording, that's a big one. You know, can entities come into your fear body? Probably so. They can bring you fear, so you may want to put entities in. But you first want to do the whole lifetime entity clearing, so make sure that you have done a clearing of it is a whole lifetime body, one of these energetic bodies. A cording is not a cording body, it's just what people do to you externally. So just don't think of the kitchen sink and put everything in there, because you're going to be too mental and you may actually find yourself in worse shape than you were before, because now you're creating things that the clearings are not designed to do. So back to you.
All right. Well, and to simplify, what Ron is saying is that you can use the word shackles after unlimited whole life clearing. Make a list of each clearing you've done that you own that's unlimited. After your name, write the word shackles. I'm saying this because two questions just popped up into the emails here, Ron. Okay, so then you can put the word shackles in the incident box for specific incidents as you do your unlimited, like you always were doing, only you add the word shackles. Okay, then Ron just now added the word vortex, that we can use the word vortex or vortexes after you've done that or instead of shackles, not at the same time.
Yes, you want to keep it really clean. You don't want to run a bunch of windows with different things on it. You want to just one window at a time to do that.
And shackles first or second, or vortex first or second, but you can't put shackles, comma, vortexes. It has to be separate.
And you don't want to have two screens up, just one screen. When that one's completed, then put up another word in there.
And again, you might want to keep a list of the clearings you've done. You've got to add these to your Earth, New Earth transport as well. And these take a lot of time to do, especially if you're over 40, huh, Ron? So... you don't want to do them over again.
Yeah, over 40. Yeah, I wish I was 40.
Yeah, I'm just trying to save you time here. Make a list and run it again with the word shackles, then run it again with the word vortex, and keep a list of how you've done it, and then add everything to your New Earth transport clearing, and you're done. And just be sure you're using the unlimited version. Okay, so now we'll move on to another topic that people wrote in about. We were just mentioning, Ron, the free clearing, new Earth protection timeline crash and the environment timeline crash and balance clearing. And one of your listeners wrote in that she runs the she runs them for 600 minutes overnight. And then she has put her name in and after the whole life clearing, and she added remove physical and intangible shackles. She said afterwards her body felt lighter and she has a greater sense of wholeness with a greater ability to accept being in the now and receiving life force energy. She says, thanks. The clearings always work, and she really enjoys having more peace.
Great, yeah. That's good.
Now, another listener wrote in during the, this is toward the tail end of your program on July 20th. And by the way, we did want to mention that yesterday was an archive. Yesterday, if you tuned in, it was an archive for July 22nd. Okay, but anyway, on July 20th, you discussed clearing the Apollo 11, first man on the moon, the United States. That was widely publicized. It was a nationally, I think it was worldwide publicized, because it was the first time of a moon landing. So anyway, a lot of us saw it. You were probably kids then, but we saw it. And anyway, this listener wrote in. She said, we all watched the moon landing back then in 69. What did we connect to? Any alien entities? If so, could you please clear us as a sample? And can we enter that in the whole life entities clearing next to our names?
Well, I don't know what city that was filmed in, okay, in California. I think it was California, you know, Hollywood someplace or whatever. Just Google Ron Howard with that Apollo 11. And he was talking about watching it being filmed, you know, on a movie set. I think it was outside. So anyway, and you know, there's other data on it, too. I won't get into any of that here. would aliens be attacking or connecting to you from this movie? Okay, so let me see here. It's possible. People are probably believing or thinking they're going to see some type of alien on the moon walking up to the astronauts to shake their hand. So by you thinking that, you could very possibly be connecting to, because you're asking for this here, right? You're asking to see something. So that's gives the aliens permission instantly to do something to you. So that could be one thing. I'll do a clearing for that if you were anticipating, hoping to see an alien on the moon. So here we go. One, releasing that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's see, what else do we have
here?
Well,
remember, people invented the word moonies after that.
Oh, moonies. Oh, okay.
That was like a kind of an alien critter that they came up with, the moonie.
Okay, yeah, that's good, yeah. The moonies with monies, huh? I remember watching something, I think it may have been on the History Channel. It probably is not on any longer, but some company made the camera that the astronauts were supposed to be holding, and it was not made in the United States, maybe Switzerland or someplace, and they were saying that how it'd be impossible, literally impossible, to take that good of footage because they didn't have a viewfinder. They just had to kind of like take this camera that they created and like kind of like push it or, you know, aim it with their hands, you know, at their waist or something like that. And I guess it weighed maybe like 20 pounds, so it'd be even hard to hold it still. So anyway, that was on there. So they kind of, that was one of the things that they said, you know, I don't know about what they're getting here. It's too perfect footage. And then you see it where they speed it up at double the speed and they're just walking. But I won't get into all that stuff. You know, that's old history that, you know, everybody should realize and understand. But, I'll do a clearing for, they probably put you on the unbelievable timeline, okay? So here we go. Let's clear away that unbelievable timeline. Like, wow, this really happened. And remember, you got abducted onto this thing because you're all excited. And here we go. So one, two, three. I'm yawning. That might be good to do timeline crashes on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. I'll do another one here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and I guess 30. Okay, so you may want to do some timeline crashes on that. It may be one of those things that takes you out of the beyondo, and, you know, you're looking for excitement. So back to you, Kathy. Because we can go to the light ship in a few minutes here. That'd be fine, maybe 5 minutes away. That'd be good.
Yeah, that 1969 moon landing. I think it opened the doors to the possibility that the public had never really thought about before of space travel. And encourage people indirectly, you know, it was sort of like a mind control, to start looking at the sky more often and looking at the moon more often and connect to it. So more, all the more reason to do the clearing Ron has for connecting to the planets. Oh, if you were yawning during that last healing Ron just did, then you were affected.
Sam, yeah, hook, line, and sinker.
I think that would include me for sure. I was watching that. Okay, so before we go to Lightship, Ron, one of your listeners sent in a comment that I'll read real quick. It's really pertinent to what we were discussing on the Wednesday program regarding people's behavior who were affected with implants and being possessed, and they don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it. You know, the people who have entities, and if you ask them why they did something, they don't know, and they don't even remember maybe doing it. So here someone found something in the media that is a clear example of someone with implants and who's possessed, who's an authority figure. So I'll just read it to you, Ron. I think you might have gotten it in your email, too.
I guess it's possible implants. We'll just use that.
Okay.
Water anyway, it's a little.
Yeah, it's a YouTube video, okay? I haven't seen it because it's a little bit violent. Ron, you said you saw it, and it was definitely right on what he was trying to convey here.
It's a good heard about example. It. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. So.
Oh, okay.
Sounded good.
Yeah, okay. So I'll go ahead and read it if you approve. So the video shows an unarmed man with hands up. He was shot by police. On the cell phone video from the scene showed a 47-year-old man who was an employee of an assisted living facility. He had been laying on his back with his hands in the air while speaking with officers who had drawn their guns. He said, "I'm like this right here." And when he shot me, it was so surprising. This happened in Miami. It was like a mosquito bite, and then it hit me. I'm like, "Hey, I've got my hands in the air." And I said, "No, I just got shot." And I'm saying, "Sir, why did you shoot me?" And the officer said to me, "I don't know." And that's on the video. Oh, gosh. Thank you, listener, for sending that in. And let's hope there's not too many more incidents like that. But it's kind of good that someone caught it on video.
You can be taken out, abducted, and something can come into your place. So it could be possible. You might even watch that video very slowly. Maybe you can see that officer being taken out of that location, if you could slow it down slow enough, okay? It might be hard, but you might see his clothes change or his body wiggle. So we'll just say that a second before he pulled the trigger, the man who was standing there with the gun that shot the person was taken out, abducted. Another one like him, a replica, came in with that gun, shot him, and then they took out the replica and put him back in again. So that's probably what happened. I won't swear to it, but if you could run it slow enough and you're really interested, see if his body twitches or shakes, or maybe he might, you know, be a half an inch taller or shorter. Maybe his clothes may change color. So be very scientific with this here. And, you know, maybe go a couple seconds, before the incident and just watch it. And you may find something kind of fishy. You may have to get into maybe a video editor to do that. Anyway, that's I'm sure maybe somebody out there might be kind of interested to see if they can see him change out and to change back in again.
It sounds like
you've
seen
that. The real one came back in is if they didn't do it. Well, that's really common.
Oh, gosh. Well, if anyone wants to see this video, since Ron has that suggestion of looking at it slowly to see if you can determine any change out, it was on a Yahoo video, yahoo.com video, in the news top stories section. It was filmed in Miami. It was ABC News top stories. It's called Video Shows Unarmed Man on the Ground and the Police Shoot Him. unarmed men on the ground in Miami. Hands up, police shoot. Anyway. I mean, that is like...
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, time to go to the last shift, everybody. So here we go. This only works live when you're listening to the program here tonight. If you're on an archive, then naturally you will feel peace energy. And you want to think of one specific body issue condition that you're dealing with. And this is what we're working on, is your physical body. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants along with you. They'll go for their own particular healing session. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's go into the hot tub room, first of all, and pain release room and floating magnets. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the gel that we're in... it's kind of like a goldish-colored gel. It's kind of like a gold-silver gel that I'm seeing, although there's all different types of colors that people go into. I'm just seeing one of those. I want to go into the rainforest room, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have people who like to see giraffes, so here we go. The giraffe room, there's always three of these beings coming to you. You can pet them if you wish. Here we go. So 1, request your healing out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can whisper in case you're in a room with a bunch of people. Next, let's go into the room which has the rainbow waterfall. And we'll also go into the room with the icicles. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have the deer room and a room for horses. So here we go. Both different rooms, request for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see here. Looks like we need to have, we'll do a birthday party. Maybe somebody wasn't on the other program that we had a birthday party. So let's have a birthday today for everybody who was born in this month. So go to the food court. Here we go. So we're having our desserts being shown to us. And you can get cake and ice cream or whatever you wish, pies, you know, whatever you want to have. It'll be materialized for you. You can also select things. And it's a small portion the size of a pencil eraser around the end of a pencil. Very, very high energy, so you can put that, you can have it now in front of you, put it into your mouth, probably underneath your tongue, so you may feel your body changing instantly, and you may have a different saliva right now. Here we go, so we're enjoying that, and we'll just sing and say happy birthday to everybody, and the light beings are singing happy birthday along with everybody up there, for those who have a birthday this month. So happy birthday, everybody. And we'll go into one more room here. And we'll go into the room with the frogs. So here comes the frogs. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to come back from the light shift. So we're coming back down, having our animal, pets, flowers, and garden plants with us. So returning here. Going to be put back into time. And now you're out of time by located. So coming back, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if Kathy came back. Maybe she's still enjoying the
Oh, yeah. How'd you know? You know I'm over at the cake. Oh, thank you very much for the birthday party again for the July birthday listeners, because yeah, some people just, you know, people are on vacations right now, and it's hard to get to all the shows, and it's hard to get to all the birthday parties. Don't want to miss it. So Ron's going to offer this Sunday, tomorrow, July 24th, the last of the month's physical rejuvenation conference call. It's the 8-hour healing intensive conference call, and it begins at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And we always remind everyone to have glasses of water or your pitcher and your pitchers or your jugs ready to for Ron to activate with light codes. He does lots of different kinds. And if you do have a sunburn, which Ron mentioned earlier, the skin misting water works fantastic for it. And it'll go away in no time, and you might even end up with a tan rather than a blister. Okay, so and then for those who plan ahead too, Ron will begin the August intensive starting Saturday, July 13th, and it will continue for the following three Sundays in August. To register, click on upcoming events on the creationlightship.com website. You'll also get an email reminder. And if you need to get on Ron's newsletter email list, all you have to do is sign up on the right side of his website, and you just type in your email address and hit go, and you'll be on the list. That way you'll get conference call reminders and the special conference call reminders. And Ron will announce them as they come along. He hasn't forgotten about any. It's just a matter of certain priorities and timing to get everything in. And also, he said before, he doesn't want to overload us. So for anyone who's asked about other conference calls that Ron may have mentioned before but not today, that's why. Okay, so let's see. So the conference calls, so Ron, someone's asking, someone just was clarifying about space holders. He or she said they asked for space holders, which you can also do. You don't necessarily need the clearing. You can command your spirit to place space holders in a certain part of your body. Well, they did this to help stay in their body. They said they asked for space holders to help me stay in my body while I'm driving. Was that good, and did it work?
Well, it's not designed for that, okay, number one, because remember, you need to be here to take control of your body. A space holder cannot do anything for you. It cannot be creative. You're here to be creative. So if everybody were to say, you know, I don't really want to deal with my spirit because it leaves all the time when I get frustrated and angry and I get in pain, and I just want to have space holders, well, then you just defeated your purpose on being here, and you would not have any consciousness to connect you to source energy. Remember, the space holders, once they come to you, are no longer connected to source energy because they're their whole unit. They're here. So you need to do the mind-to-heart drop. You need to be proactive. In fact, to be here now clearing is okay. I almost feel like taking it off the website because people are, that's sort of to me more like a mental type clearing to kind of get you present. It works, but you want to do I now increase my life force energy is a good one, or the mind to heart drop. Those two are great. The be here now clearing is not as effective, but it will work. And I might just take it off because it's you need to be proactive with your spirit. I put that one up a long time ago before we started doing the mind to heart drop. So it does work, but you know, you need to connect with your spirit. So I would not ask for space holders typically when you're driving, unless you have physical pain in your body. You want to bring more of your spirit energy into you. And then you become more awakened. You can do, I now increase my life force energy, and that will awaken you and keep you more in your body. And the space holders don't do anything but hold space. And they're not going to bring you light. They're not going to bring your body light. They're just holding space inside of you. It won't connect to you. Hopefully that's I made that perfectly clear. So do the mind a heart drop.
Thank you. Next question. I bought the emotional whole life healing, and now I want to purchase another whole life healing. Is it half price, and do I put in the half price in PayPal?
You put in half of your age. Mm-hmm. You first send me an email that you're going to be doing this, or just after you do it. Okay, typically before you do it, send me an email that you want to take advantage of this clearing, and you have just done, you know, so-and-so clearing for full price. Now you want to get the next one for half price, and that's perfectly fine once I get the email. Then go in and just put in half of your age with your name on that clearing, because the clearing will work with your name. Now, so for you who's asking that question, that's how you do that. So that will work. And the next one is full price. The next one after that is half price. Now, if you just happen to find us, we'll say, and you're brand new, and you go, man, I want to do my emotional clearing. I've already done it, but you know, I want to work, you know, with my husband or my boyfriend or whatever. How do I do that one for half price? And can I? Yes, you can. You can do them for half price, and just still send me an email. I did myself, Ron. Now I want to do my girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever, and I want to do that for half price, and yeah, just then enter in half their age and pay for it. And then you'll be sent the code with their particular name on that, not your name, their name. And then from there, you're ready to go. Go in and do the clearing for them. You can do it absentee if you wish. And most absentee clearings, typically, if the person doesn't know about it, okay, it'll take maybe 3 to 5 days. If they know about it, then maybe one day it'll take. But that's how you do it. And you don't have to tell anybody. You know, if you have a boss that's treating you poorly and you want to do their emotional clearing because they're taking everything out on you, then you don't have to tell them anything. Just, you know, pay for it, do the clearing, because all the clearings work through the spirit of the person. And the spirit needs to inhabit the body temple, so it's not going to say, no, I don't want to do that clearing. But this is created from light, and knows what light is, and it will accept the energy going through it to your body. That's how it works, through the energetic bodies. No spirit, this healing will not work for you. But most people have spirits in them, so there we go. Now, if you have an alien or a shapeshifter or a clone, and you go, you know, I'm married to this clone, and oh, man, they were fine, you know, 2 years ago, and now they're not who they were when I married them. Well, then do the clone to light or alien to light clearing, and then do that emotional clearing for them, or whatever whole lifetime clearing you want. You want to get them back here, okay? And that can help. Or if not, they'll probably have a new spirit in their body, but you got to get them back here. Otherwise, they're going to not be good for you. So back to you.
At the beginning of the program, you discussed that black mushroom gigantic cloud over Phoenix, Arizona. We haven't heard from anybody from Phoenix, but someone else typed in, they did look up that cloud on YouTube, and they have seen those kinds of clouds where they live before, and they are creepy. So should we encounter such a cloud? Ron has healings on the website for free sample clearings to help minimize their impact for you and your area, which would be either gray skies, timeline crash, or Ron, would you suggest also the Earth Protect timeline crash? Because I know you talked about...
I would do those, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There's so that. Many more.
You know, what I'll say what's happened, this is kind of going off subject, but this kind of came in with that cloud of abducting people and stuff. Back in New York years ago, talking to a lady, she goes, you know, and this might be true for you if you're older, okay, and you're now getting... some type of benefit from your employer. So she's saying, yeah, Ron, I work for the Long Island Railroad. So if you're back in New York, you know what that is. It's a railroad that goes throughout, I believe, to my knowledge, it goes out to Montauk, Long Island, and it comes back to, Manhattan. Okay. Maybe other places, I don't know. But anyway, the bottom line was, it's really strange and funny that when people finally hit the retirement age, within about a year, they get all these physical problems with themselves because they're no longer working, and they get they just kick the bucket. So if that's kind of happening to you with your employment, you may want to do the cursus sex and spell clearing, because possibly those companies have contracted to other companies, other people who are hexing and spelling people that are retired, so they won't get their, their benefits. How do you get benefits if you're dead? So, just putting it out that way. And this I heard about, I'd say probably 8 years ago. So, anyway, you may want to look at that and just see if maybe you know people who are retired and they are getting sickly after they leave their job, and you may know of other people who have died within a year's time. So that's the hexes, spell, and curses. You may want to do Dark Side Practitioner. You've already put the company's name in there, possibly. And it could be just the insurance company themselves wanting you to die so they don't have to give benefits to you. It may not be the company itself. It may be the insurance company. Anyway, that's going a little sideways, but that might be of interest for people. So, looks like it's time for us to end our program. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So you want to get on, maybe 5 minutes early so we can start on time. We do a roll call then when I get on. So here we go, everybody. And that gets rid of alien critters inside of you. Here we go. So we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So we have to command our spirit. So we say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head, drop them into my heart. And now we're going to facilitate and do that. So we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And after you do this for a while, you can just maybe do 3, 2, 1 a few times. It's up to you, but they kind of get used to it at first for about a week. Do it 6 times a day, maybe more. Before, I was talking about 3 a long time ago, but it's not enough. So just do it as often as you can. Whisper it, and you can do it anytime you wish. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners. So bye, everybody. Blessings.